News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The U.S. is lifting a weapons ban on a controversial Ukrainian military unit.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and German officials are meeting at the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Berlin. Achim Steiner, administrator of the United Nations Development Programme, says talks in particular aim to gather support for Ukraine's recovery from the destruction wreaked by Russia's war.
Our focus is very much on early recovery and reconstruction. And as you can imagine, with millions of people displaced and millions of people being refugees, the importance of helping Ukraine and its economy to continue to function, to provide employment and incomes, remains a top priority.
Among immediate problems Ukraine faces, sustained Russian attacks on its power grid in recent weeks have forced leaders in Kyiv to institute nationwide rolling blackouts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Soldiers in Malawi search for a missing military plane carrying the vice president and a former first lady. At a news conference, Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera vows to find the missing plane and hopes those on board are alive.
I want to assure you that I am sparing no available resource to find that plane. And I am holding on to every fiber of hope that we will find survivors.
A U.S.-sponsored UN resolution welcomes a ceasefire proposal announced by President Joe Biden that the United States says Israel has accepted. Speaking to reporters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas leadership needs to commit in order for the ceasefire proposal to move forward.
Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas. And if Hamas doesn't say yes, then this is clearly on them.
The UN Human Rights Office is also citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with a deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed hostages over the weekend. This is AP News. In an interview, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says the city's fire department received a call on Monday morning about an apartment fire.
When our fire department arrived, they saw that there was also a gunshot victim. That person was transported to JMH. And then they started to battle the fire.
That audio is courtesy of WPLJ. There have been guilty pleas in the fentanyl daycare death of a New York toddler.
Prosecutors say two men connected to a toddler's fatal opioid overdose at a New York City daycare pleaded guilty to drug charges and causing bodily harm. The men, both from the Bronx, admitted to storing fentanyl in the floorboards of a daycare's playroom. Felix Herrera-Garcia pleaded guilty Monday to three felony drug trafficking charges. Prosecutors said they secured a guilty plea from Paras Pereres. One 22-month-old child died from ingesting fentanyl. Three other children survived after medics administered the overdose-reversing drug Narcan. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.